Welcome to the Producer's Journal, your go-to resource for aspiring creators and businesses looking to elevate their brand visibility and credibility with podcast marketing. This is an SRP production. Visit srpstudiosllc.com to learn more about how you can benefit from podcasting. I am your host, Derek, and I leverage my years of work in the podcast industry to guide my audience to unlock their full podcasting potential. Click that link tree in the description and follow this podcast on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Tune in and let your podcasting journey begin. What's going on, everybody? All right, so if you're listening to these episodes in published timeline, this is day three of this week. So on Monday was more of an introduction episode explaining what this is all about now with this rebranding. Yesterday on Tuesday, we talked to Austin Winder from Five and Dime Studios and his podcasting dreams. And today we're talking to Kelly Day, an amazing video producer and videographer here in the greater Memphis area. Much like Austin, as I mentioned last week, I met Kelly at BNI, which is a Business Network International. So clearly, anytime I meet someone that's in the creative industry, I want to get to know them and build a relationship with them in hopes that we can refer work to each other. What Kelly does is really great. She is an amazing videographer and editor and films her son's high school games and is now breaking into doing that for more schools. And this is next level stuff. This is like reels for these kids to submit to colleges. They are, you know, she cuts up into specific plays. It's really well done. We get into that and where you can find her YouTube channel. We get into all of that. Plus all the her link is in the description of this episode. So once we got some context on what she does and what she's looking to do, we start talking about her dream podcast or the podcast idea she's always had. And she's kind of stuck between two areas where she wants to talk about, she wants to think maybe of doing one that's more educational and talking about her experiences. So this, you're going to hear me say educate and story. They go hand in hand. You can educate by telling a story, and then you can tell a story, and in proxy, that story is educating people, learning from someone's experiences. So Kelly could tell a great story about a shoot she did for a high school volleyball game, talk about the issues she had, and it could be a funny story and self-deprecating and even vulnerable and transparent, but people engage with that and learn from that. So obviously we talked about how we could really hit the nail on the head and have a podcast about her form of videography. It's niche down. She's not making commercials for businesses. She's in essence producing sizzle reels for high school student athletes. But then we had this other discussion about a different podcast that I was pitching to her. Now, full disclosure, before coming on the podcast, her and I had already talked about this, but I wanted to bring it up on the podcast. And I thought it'd be a great idea for her to start a podcast and interview other mothers in the space like hers, where you have two, three, maybe four kids, all maybe just 2 years apart from each other, and all of them are playing sports. And the workload that takes and the scheduling and the chaos. And I thought it'd be great if Kelly had a podcast where she spoke to them, telling stories, and again, story equals education, and interview other moms and get their take and their side of the story. And then now they can help other mothers on, hey, here's some tips on how to schedule. Here's how I do my calendar. It was interesting. So I hope y'all learn something about that podcast. And then we break into the importance of names and taglines. I kind of put her on the spot, and I'm bad with coming up with these things too. So I don't know if we were able to create magic in this episode, but we still talk about it, and you're going to hear me in the future episodes, talk about names and taglines and why they're important. And starting next episode, we're gonna have a new segment. I call it ChatGPT, where I lean on some AI to come up with some ideas. If you listen to yesterday's episode with Austin, we talk about AI and how it's breaking into a lot of different industries. And I'm a fan. Embrace it. Figure out how to use these as tools and shift with it. I can tell you in the podcast world, it's good and bad. It's not so great for some of my editors, because now I can cut promo clips from video podcasts in 10 minutes because of Opus.pro is what it's called. So that was that AI technology. So that what used to take 2 hours to edit one 30-second reel, now in 15 minutes, I can have 10. I still have to tweak and edit and whatnot, but it's something I can do on my own now. So that's not good for my editor, but it's good for me still as the agency owner. I have to adapt. I have to shift. So now I'm using AI as tools to still be able to produce. I can actually now give better rates because of it. So the customer benefits from that. But it is tough for the straight editors that's their income is editing video. And that's kind of scary for them. But I think at the end of the day, people have budgets and they want humans still to do some of these things. But I don't want to get too long on that, but we do talk about that in yesterday's episode, so check that out. But back to Kelly, we just go through her ideas, and I think they were good, and she's really strong. She's so good, and I hope you enjoy this interview. As I mentioned yesterday, too, with this being new, this is new format, I'm going to continue to try to get better and better and better. You're listening to a producer in real time start a new thing. And even though I've been doing this for 6 years, you don't get better until you jump in and keep doing it. So I promise these episodes will keep getting better. Yesterday's was very long. Today's is much shorter. And this is the length that I'm always going to aim for, between 30 and 35 minutes. I think this one's under 30. As far as the interview is concerned. And I keep referring to yesterday's episode, but when I originally made these first few interviews, I already had the video and audio edited and mixed with the music, and I did the intro in real time and then segued into my guest intro, and then we just got right into the interview. And then I realized I wanted to do these monologues at the beginning to set the audience up on what they're fixing to hear. So with that, there's some tweaking, and there might be an odd edit as I segue from the intro to her segment. You'll know what I mean, because there's music overlapping. But hey, here's the thing. You do your best. Remember, all of you listening that are even years into podcasting, you understand that you try your best, you just keep improving episode to episode, and that's the only way you can really get good at that, because you're trying new things, and you make mistakes, and you just figure it out along the way. And that's exactly what's happening with this new version of the Producer's Journal. So I hope you enjoy today's interview with Kelly Day. Again, I remind you, srpstudiosllc.com. Go to that description, click that link tree, and that will take you to all of its channels, including my website. So again, thank you, Kelly Day, for being on the show. I appreciate y'all listening, and enjoy her stories. Today, I have my friend Kelly Day with me. Kelly offers photography and video editing services. You can see her incredible work on YouTube at Kelly Day Portraits. You will find high energy, high end gameplay videos for her son's high school football games. And being a mom of athletes, a coach's wife, and a content creator, Kelly sees a podcast about navigating that world and discussing the journey, such as interviewing coaches, scouts, and talking about behind the game stuff. And having no time to do anything else. So, Kelly, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
This is going to be fun. So, full disclosure, we have talked about your podcast dreams before. That's why when I put this together, you were a no-brainer to approach, because I want to talk to people that are either podcasters that have questions, or people like yourself that you get it, you understand the space, you've had a vision of something that you wanted to do, so then we can riff on it and just talk about it. So hopefully our audience will learn something from this conversation. So, but before we get into your podcast dream, which is definitely going to be tying into sports, tell us a little more about your channel and what it is that you're doing for your son's football team.
Yeah, so it actually started way back when my kids were doing flag football. So I have two boys, one who is 17 now and one that is 14. So junior year in eighth grade. We started back when my oldest was 6 years old doing flag football. I always enjoyed filming their games, and I would do kind of like a highlight after the game was over for all the parents and for the kids, you know, so that they have memories. And that's really where the channel started. Did that, you know, for several years. And then when COVID came, it became a live streaming channel, you know, so that while our kids were playing, I could live stream and everybody could watch it, not just because they couldn't go to the games, but now grandparents who lived out of town could watch. And, you know, it just became an opportunity to share what our kids were doing with all the families.
And the quality is high. Like, your full disclosure, your video editing skills far surpass mine. That's why I have editors on my thing. But what was that learning curve like for you?
You know, it wasn't too bad. And I think it's because I grew up doing dance and choreography and some of that stuff. And so to me, putting music behind the action plays and making hits hit the beats of the music and, you know, all the things that make it entertaining and emphasize what's happening in the game footage. Mm-hmm. I don't know. To me, it's a little bit of like doing choreography, but also capturing the kids at the same time.
Yeah, it's musical. It's in beats. Yes. So what software do you use?
Currently, I'm using Final Cut Pro and After Effects. Those are my go-to.
That's awesome. So yeah. Please, I implore all of you listening, all 1 million of you, right? I bet you didn't know that, Kelly. We have a huge audience here.
That's great.
Check out that channel. It is Kelly Day Portraits, and it's very good work. Now, you also are looking as an entrepreneur to bring in clients that need editing services, correct? So tell us a little more about that.
Yeah. So now that my oldest is getting, you know, he's a junior in high school. And so we're doing a lot of recruiting, and he's a two sport athlete. So he plays baseball, is being heavily recruited as a left-handed pitcher. And then of course, with the football side, I just know that kids need hype videos and they need highlight videos to send to recruiters and, you know, all that stuff. So to me, it just kind of ties in. The timing is right. I'm starting to learn about, you know, scouts and recruiting and, you know, all the things that you have to do to get them into school and NIL and, you know, all the different things. And so to me, it's just an opportunity to provide that as a service to other kids. And then, of course, I have a photography business too. So, you know, senior pictures, all that stuff, it all just ties right in. Mm-hmm. So
your best referral, would it be a scout or coaches?
Probably coaches, athletic directors, anybody in the school that's in charge of yearbooks, you know, that kind of stuff. They're always looking for content.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And we talked about this. What is the name of that website we were talking about where kids go to and upload their videos?
Huddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huddle is a system that you actually film during the games, and the coaches have an iPad down on the field so they can see what's happening. Like, they can go back and watch the last play to see what happened, you know, if something went wrong or went right, so they can talk about it. And then after the game, the kids can go in and select the plays that were their highlights, and then they can share those out on Twitter and, you know, share them with coaches and other stuff. So it's pretty cool.
And colleges look at this stuff too, right?
Yeah, they do.
It's like building your own profile, your own portfolio.
Yeah, social media for athletes. Yeah.
And a lot of these kids need some editing help, right? So
they do. Yes,
Kelly
they
Day, do. Kelly Day is the one for you. So, well, what's great about this is the podcast dream you have kind of is all part of this as well. You know, mm-hmm. I might have a guest here that is an insurance agent but has an amazing podcast idea. So two different things. By now, we would have talked about their insurance agency and then moved to the podcast deal. But now we can just segue smoothly because your podcast is still in this space. So in general, what's the first thought you have when you think, if I started a podcast, it would be X?
So to me, being a mom and not really knowing how to promote your child or how to get them out there, I just thought, you know, there needs to be a podcast for that, right? And being a coach's wife too, there's a lot of things that I learn and hear that maybe, you know, the average mom or dad may not know about. So one, kind of educational, but then also, you know, there's a lot of funny stories and a lot of behind the scenes and a lot of things that happen that nobody else knows about that I think can be pretty entertaining in a podcast.
And you mentioned it could be, the audience could be other mothers.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So we were talking about niching it down in that direction, which we can touch on. But then you also thought of, like you said, making it educational and more teaching people how to do video. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing that we could do. And it actually started that way. I was looking for a podcast on video editing and, you know, how to create hype reels. And, you know, there's a lot of new technology out there. And so I was looking for something and there really isn't anything. So that's what made me start thinking I should start a podcast in the first place. So,
So that one, we'll stick on that one for now for a minute. Okay. And then I want to come back to the one for moms. So this one would be prime for YouTube. And what you could do is, you could make it a podcast, but it would be visual heavy. It would make more sense visually because you can share your screen and even give some more detailed tutorials on Final Cut and After Effects, right? Is that something that you had in mind doing?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, a lot of the ones that are out there today, and I do watch some on YouTube, they're more like bigger production quality. So they'll have six camera angles to choose from. Well, I'm just one mom, so I only have one camera, sometimes two, you know, I don't have all the footage to pull from. So I just think, you know, getting creative and finding different ways to capture the plays and all that, you know, just teach people where to stand, you know, what angle to get, you know, if you should stand up, if you should kneel down, just, you know, stuff like that, I think would be really important to teach.
Yeah. I didn't think about that part. I was only thinking editing and real technical, but no, yes, you need to have editing skills, but much like podcasting, you can be an audio editor, but do you know how to produce a podcast? There's a difference. So you're a great videographer, editor, but now how do you capture a high school football game?
Right.
So is that the specifics that you'd want to go down that path?
Yes. Yeah. Well, not just football. I mean, there's a lot of videography that happens in basketball. Even though I don't have a child that plays basketball, that does tend to be a sport that has a lot of hype reels out there. And then baseball, too. So really all three. And, you know, lacrosse is really big now and volleyball. Mm-hmm. There's lots of options.
And I would bet each sport will have its different challenges.
Oh, yeah.
You know, framing, speed. You know, basketball
is going to be very hard.
What'd you say?
I said volleyball is very hard. I've tried to video volleyball before, and it is not an easy sport.
So what makes it difficult? What makes it difficult compared to other sports?
Well, so it may just be the way that I like to capture things, but I'm very much a zoomed in. I want to see the expression on their face. I want to see their eyes. You know, I want to know what's going on in their head as they're playing. And in volleyball, the ball's going so fast back and forth. It's just, it's really impossible to be zoomed in unless you're only focused on one player for that match. Yeah. You know, you really have to stay zoomed out to get the whole thing. Otherwise, it's just motion blur the whole time. You won't even know what's going on.
So. Yeah. Now that you mention it, I don't watch a lot of volleyball, but when I do see it, it's just one fixed camera, isn't it? Wide. Yeah. Because going back and forth must be nuts. I would gather basketball would be challenging too.
Basketball is kind of hard too, but, you know, you can follow the ball. So it's a little bit easier in that sense, you know. Swing it around, you know, you kind of know. Once you learn a team, you know how they play. So
Someone's just dribbling, waiting to hit their play, or they're at the foul line. So there are moments where it kind of slows down, where volleyball is go, 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 right?
Yeah.
And then with football, you have a lot of downtime.
Yes.
In between plays.
If you take a football game and you break it down to just between the whistle. So from the snap to the whistle, it's about 10 minutes. Even though it could take 3 hours on a Friday night, there's only about 10 minutes of actual playtime.
That is wild. And I've heard that before. And I'm guessing that's why coaches take every little inch so seriously, because you're only going to have so many possessions in that period. 10 minutes. Wow. Golly. That's pretty remarkable. All right, so let's shift over to this other one that I think is a great idea. This is what I was trying to pursue you in this direction, as well as speaking to the moms, because there's a lot of athlete moms out there in your school or just in general that bring in a whole other levy of challenges.
Right.
And things. And I'm sure there's a lot of moms that would be interested on, okay, how do I balance these schedules? How do I feed these kids properly? How do, you know, tryouts and paperwork and dues and fees and just all this craziness when you have multiple kids, right? I mean, you're laughing right now because, yeah, you know that pain. So let's pretend that you have a podcast that you're doing and talking to other moms. Would you want to interview moms?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be a great idea, you know, especially if it's someone that has a senior that's about to exit any of like their, lessons learned or things that they didn't do, they wish they would have done.
Yeah.
You know, because by the time your child becomes a senior, which mine's just a junior, so I can't speak from experience, but I can kind of see it coming. You know, you've kind of lived through all of it, and then you just want to enjoy that last season, you know, and not have to worry about all the stuff. So we're trying to get everything done this year, you know, recruiting wise and applying for schools and SAT and ACT and all that stuff, trying to get all that nailed down so that next year we can just enjoy the season.
And that podcast could be more of a vlog or whatever you call an audio blog. I don't know what that is, but basically that podcast is more story-based in the sense of people can follow you and your steps, and you could get on a episode and the whole thing is dedicated to venting on this application process. And hey, before you dive in, look out for these five things. But it's, you're bringing it up because you're living it in that moment.
Correct.
You know, and that will really come across genuine, and people will engage in that and then follow you, because now they're going to want to hear what that next thing you're doing. Oh, Kelly's and her family are driving to Alabama for this show or this game or whatever. I can't wait to hear about it. That type of thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And I just had another thought. This is where maybe edit. Nah, we don't edit here. We keep it loose. shoot, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, niching. So that's always important in content. The technical side, that's definitely niching, because you're leaning on capturing games. So it's not just videography. It's videography and editing towards that.
Yeah.
Which is great. And then if you were to drill even further down, it could be specifically on football games. But I don't think you need to drill that deep. But the one with moms, I still to this day think that that is a good niche. And I think there's an audience for you. For that, because the other aspect to that is local. So now you're communicating to your local moms, even if it's outside of your school. You're engaging with these other moms that are locally, that all everyone kind of knows everybody else and everything, and that's when people start sharing for you.
Okay.
That's what I've learned in my experience with my local platforms, is that it's way more powerful. You can you look at and I only know this because I learned it. Otherwise, I would have thought, yeah, I mean, you get the world to your, you know, for your podcast. I mean, it's endless you can have. But if all your guests are just strangers from each other, they can sometimes hopefully share their episode and help push you out there into their space and their socials. But they don't know each other.
Right.
When you highlight a group of people that they all kind of connected, they want to hear each other's things. They want to learn more about them. And it makes for a more powerful reach from my perspective and from my experiences. So that's another huge A plus for the, I don't know what we'd call it. Maybe we could try to think of a name. I keep thinking, you know, mom podcast or whatever, but.
Well, and there's one that I follow and listen to from time to time, and it's called Friday Night Wives. So it's all the coaches' wives.
Yeah.
Football, which I think that's kind of cool. They've kind of expanded now into other sports, so it's a little not as niche, but yeah, something creative like that.
So for that, you know, the niche is, where is the perspective coming from?
Right.
The mom. Mm-hmm. That's the hook, and other women are going to want to listen to that because they're either in the middle of that storm now, or mm-hmm. they have a kid in sixth grade that's starting to ramp up.
Right.
They know where they're going to be going into, and then they can be more proactive by listening to your content, mm-hmm. but also have more fun, you know. And with Zoom, you can Zoom with other moms and make it simple. But I think that's a cool idea. So
yeah,
I'm anxious to make it for you, Kelly, so we can talk. No, just kidding. Well, I love this. That was a lot of fun talking through these things. At the end here, I want to always give the guests another opportunity to push anything, promote anything you want to plug, any message that you have. The floor is yours, Kelly.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I mean, if you have any, anybody, you know, that has a high school senior or junior, upcoming senior that needs either a hype video for recruiting process or just senior pictures, I'm happy to do so. Studio here in Memphis, well, in Germantown, and, I only book one photo shoot a day, so they get me for the whole day as much as you want. So,
yeah. And did you mention where you're at? In Germantown, right? You did mention
yes,
that.
Yes, Germantown, sorry. Tennessee.
I just squirreled for a second. But so, and great. Awesome. So I appreciate your time. And before I say bye, let me do some business here. So I would love for my listeners out there to visit srpstudiosllc.com. Why? Because it tells you everything that I do and my agency does for anyone that's looking to use podcasting as a way to elevate their brand visibility and credibility and market their business, or if they're a solopreneur, entrepreneur, whatever it may be, we can help you use the power of podcasting to spread your reach. Also, if you want to help support this podcast, we have a Patreon account. Which is a monetization platform that provides business tools for content creators to run a subscription service. So if you do enjoy this podcast, we have a tip jar tier. It's only $1 a month. There is no premium content that comes with that, so I'm always upfront with that. But it's $1 a month. It's a tip jar. It's like when you go see a band. Boop, put $1 in the bucket. So we have a virtual bucket for those dollars. So yeah, check that out. Link in the description for that. And again, Kelly Day, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you had fun with this. And to those watching and listening, have a great day.